According to the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges, City College of San Francisco is now able to stay open for another 2 years while it meets accreditation standards. This is a relief for the college that has feared closure since last July when the commission decided to terminate the college's accreditation this coming July. However, many at the college aren't celebrating just yet. Faculty Union President Tim Kilkelly spoke with us this morning by phone. He said the union is hesitant to consider this a complete victory and expressed concern about the newly proposed plan.
I certainly would not call it a victory. I think it is any process that is going to have more time for the college. It's certainly better than making a declaration that the college is going to be closed or that we are going to be disaccredited. The school is, in fact, accredited. So the college will be open in the fall. All credit will count. When you're in a class that's accredited, your credits will count. But the process they've created has some serious questions we have about it. And it does seem that this new process that they would like to create would require the college to give up pursuing any request for a review or an appeal or the ability to go to court if the decision continues. So, for example, our current chancellor at City College has said that if the college was going to be disaccredited, that the college would go to federal court and sue and basically say they made the wrong decision, they should have accredited the college. So what happens after 2 years? Like, the college would have no right of appeal because they had agreed to go into this restoration process? You know, this is a big concern, and we would, you know, it's not good. We need to know. We need to know what the process is.
So what led up to this decision, do you think? Were there talks happening now recently that led them to kind of turn around and make this decision?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call this decision on their part a turnaround. Mm. I think that there was tremendous pressure brought on them by lots of different people who were saying to them, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What's going on? And so they were under a tremendous pressure to do something to not close a school of 80,000 people for reasons that don't have to do with educational quality. So people were very, very concerned about it, and there was a lot of pressure put on them.